Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class, a short Bible study every single day, 7 days a week, about 13, 14 minutes only, but it keeps us in God's Word, and that helps keep us strong in our faith, and even growing stronger, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Help people in your life grow in their faith, come closer to God, maybe even get to heaven, by getting them into God's Word, by sharing these studies with them every day. Again, you may help somebody turn their life around. What a blessing that will be for them, but it will also be a blessing for you. So make that commitment and start sharing today with everybody you can. We're going to get back into our new line of thought and study. We're talking about a very unpopular subject, but a very real subject for everybody, and that's death. I've entitled this particular line of thought and study, Some Realities of Death. Now, the first reality that we've been looking at is that we're all going to die physically, unless the Lord comes again first on that final day of judgment. The Hebrews writer writes in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment." And so, death, physical death, is a reality. Every one of us is going to die one day. Now, we may be able to, through good health, through good nutrition, through good exercise, we may be able to extend our longevity upon this earth beyond the norm. The scriptures actually tell us in Psalm 90 and verse 10 that 70 years is the appointed time, or the basic average appointed time for a physical lifespan upon this earth, or if by reason of strength, 80 years. Now, we know that many people live beyond 80 years old. Maybe some in your family are already in their 80s or maybe in their 90s. It seems like more and more people are living to be somewhat past 100 years now. But then at the same time, we all get those phone calls of people who are in their 40s or 50s or 60s who have passed on. And so when you average it all out, we're looking at somewhere in that range of 70 to 80 years old. I just heard about a man right now who was 76 years old and he died of cancer. Well, we get those phone calls all the time. Again, physical death is going to happen to every one of us unless the Lord comes again first on that final day of judgment. And then there will be a different reality. And what's that different reality? Going back to Hebrews 9 and verse 27, it is appointed for man to die once, but after this the judgment. So every one of us will stand before our Lord and Savior, before him on his judgment seat on that final day of judgment. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 tells us that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give account of the things done in the body, whether good or bad. So that's an appointment we all will keep, and that appointment will be tied to that other appointment, and that is death, physical death. So we need to live in such a way in our physical lives that we will be ready for that particular day, whenever it happens, to each one of us individually. It just seems like as I am recording this particular study, this series of studies right now, it seems like I have been receiving more than usual phone calls about people I know or people connected with people I know who have passed away. It just seems like all of a sudden there's more of them. Now, maybe that's just kind of, a cycle that increases and then kind of decreases through the life of an individual. I don't know, but it just seems like there are more of those phone calls that I'm getting over the last several months than I would normally get over that period of time. But however many phone calls like that any of us get, we know they're coming because we know death is a reality. Now, that last part of that verse in Hebrews 9 and verse 27 really needs to grab us as well. not only is death a reality, because death is appointed by God, we're going to die physically. He offers us eternal life with him in heaven, but that's in a different reality. We're talking about eternity there. We're talking about spiritual life there. But in this world, it's physical life, and we're going to die physically. But after this, the judgment. And so we need to live physically while we're still alive in this world in such a way that we will be ready for that final day of judgment when we stand before the Lord's judgment seat and be ready to enter into eternity, an eternal home with God in heaven. If we don't prepare while we're still alive physically, then we're not going to be ready for eternity. And once we die physically, then our opportunity to get ready will be over. So we need to realize that. Now, physical death, we looked in Genesis chapter 2. We saw how God created man, or from what God created man. And it says there, the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. We saw also when man disobeyed God and ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he became a sinner in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And we saw that part of the judgment that God pronounced upon mankind in Genesis 3 and verse 19 was, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground," speaking of physical death. "For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." So again, physical death became a reality. And to ensure that that first man and woman, or that any of mankind in the early days of humanity's existence, could not get back into the Garden of Eden and eat the fruit of the tree of life, God drove the man out of the garden. He drove out the man and placed cherubim, that is angels, at the east of the Garden of Eden and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So God made sure that mankind could not get back to the tree of life in that Garden of Eden, that physical Garden of Eden. Now, the tree of life is waiting for us in heaven if we will again live in our physical existence upon this earth in a righteous manner before God, according to his teachings, according to his will, so that we can be with him in heaven for all of eternity. But physical death is the first reality we need to come to grips with. Now, that's something that I'm afraid a whole lot of people are living their lives in such a way as to basically deny that reality. But that is reality. It is a fact. We will die physically one day. But a whole lot of people are living as though there will be no end. They're doing whatever they want to do. They're doing whatever they think is going to make them happy or give them high or whatever it might be. But they're certainly not paying attention to what comes after physical death, as we read in Hebrews 9 and verse 27. And that's the judgment, the transition into eternity. When we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read the Apostle Paul writing what we refer to often as the resurrection chapter. Now, we're not going to read all of that chapter. It's quite long. It's a tremendous chapter of Scripture. And it should be very, very encouraging to everybody who reads it. But it will be only if they live their lives getting ready for that judgment that comes following physical death. The Apostle Paul writes these words toward the end of that chapter, beginning with verse 50. He said, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood, that is, our physical bodies, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does corruption," that would be our physical bodies again, because they're going to decay back to the dust, as we read in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, and also Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 20. "Neither can corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. we shall not all sleep. Well, the Lord is going to come back one day, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this mortal, or this corruptible, must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Now, if we had the time to go back through this entire 15th chapter, you would be able to see where Paul says our physical body is going to be changed. It's going to be done away with. We're going to be given a spiritual body. And so that's what he's talking about here in rather graphic language. And how intriguing that is, and how beautiful a description that is. In verse 54, he says, so when this corruptible, that is our physical body, has put on incorruption, we've been given our spiritual body, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death, that is physical death, is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, Paul writes. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory. But now notice through whom we have that victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So Paul says, God has victory waiting for you after this physical life is over. He has an eternal home, a spiritual body that is incorruptible, that is immortal, that does not die, waiting for you if you live your life in prospect of that time. If you live your life in righteousness before Him. We look at Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 many times. The wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin being a reality in our physical lives. So the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So there are the two ends of the spectrum, the two opposites. Physical death is a reality, but eternity is another reality. Now, before the eternity, we might say the judgment is the second reality of death. Remember what we read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment. So one reality of death is that it is real and it is coming to every one of us. A second reality is that judgment will follow. We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and receive the things done in the body, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help us to be ready for that second reality of death, and that is the judgment. Help us to be ready for that first reality, and that is physical death itself. Guide us to live our lives so that we don't need to fear death, and we don't need to fear the judgment. Please forgive us and hear our prayer, gracious Father. In Jesus' name, amen.